Thousands of demonstrators met North Carolina lawmakers on the first day of the legislative session. Dueling crowds met outside of the legislative building to support or oppose the controversial House Bill 2. Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia has more.
The legislative building is a big square that takes up an entire block in downtown Raleigh. And on its north side, it faces a big lawn. On it, about 2,000 people gathered, many arriving in church or school buses. They pledged allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
They pledged allegiance to the Christian flag
and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands.
And they pledged allegiance to the Bible,
God's holy word.
The event was scheduled for the same day the North Carolina General Assembly was officially reconvening for the session of 2016. Many preachers spoke, as did lawmakers, like Republican Representative Skip Stam.
I have a question for you. Has this nation gone crazy? Has this nation gone nuts? Some people have, but you haven't.
The crowd was showing support for lawmakers who approved HB 2. The best-known part of the law requires transgender people to use bathrooms that correspond with the gender on their birth certificate. As a result, a growing number of corporations and musicians have pulled their business from the state. Republican Representative Dan Bishop called the response a media-fueled ideological carpet bombing.
My senior pastor reported to me that he had received a telephone call from activists who said that they intended to be present at the 11 o'clock service in our church.
Bishop was the lead sponsor of the bill in the House of Representatives.
I'm prepared to meet whatever comes my way, but I want you to understand that the people who are worshiping in that church need not be abused by those who would carry on this kind of activism.
Many in the crowd were faithful churchgoers. One chaperone with a group of students from Hilltop Christian School in Fuquay, Varina, was a father named Ben. He didn't want to give his last name, but he did want to voice his support for the law, which excludes gays and lesbians from anti-discrimination protections.
Now you got other laws that are saying, well, wait a minute. Why are we protecting LGBT? Why can't we now protect pedophiles? Why can't a pedophile go inside a certain bathroom? Why can't a pedophile now work in a daycare center? Every time we allow a little inch, you just allow an open door for another perversion to come in.
Justice, this is our moment to reject the politics of fear and division and hate. This is our time. This is our time.
The Reverend William Barber stood on a stage on the side of the legislative building that was opposite to the HB2 supporters. Hundreds of people watched him, including Julie Anderson. She says she drove 3 hours from Gastonia because her best friend, Kate, had been ostracized in college for being transgender. Anderson says that Kate committed suicide.
Hopefully other people will realize that it's okay and they're not some aberration and that the world is so much brighter with them in it. And so we rally for Kate because we love her and we miss her. And we don't want anyone to have to go through that ever again.
A few hundred of the protesters walked into the legislative building and sat in front of the offices of House Speaker Tim Moore and Senate Leader Phil Berger.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by House of Bid East.
Some protesters started chanting as Speaker Moore was getting ready to adjourn the House.
Gentlemen, Representative Lewis has moved, seconded by Representative Stamp, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, April 25th at 11 a.m. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
The protesters moved to the lobby of the building, where they chanted and they danced. They called on lawmakers to do the work of the people, which they said would be to repeal House Bill 2. Like many Monday evening protests that have started outside of the General Assembly, this one ended inside and with arrests. At about 8 p.m., the police zip-tied the wrists of 54 people and took them away to the Wake County Correctional Center. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.